Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Pote. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pote fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn bunts towards the mound. Pote fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Torgerson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Mize, and towards Rigney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0 for 1 in the game. Pote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 0 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holmes scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Giants. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Bobby Ron pinch hits for Rapote. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-2 in the game. Sockold hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hogue now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Jones reaches second base with a double. Jim Prendergast now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Lark now playing third base. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. It's 10-2, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Lark reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Mize moves to third. It's 11-2, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Russell moves to third. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-3 in the game. Sockold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Russell scores. Heath moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-3, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.